I think I get the best service. Are you connected?
What's up? What up? What up? How's everybody out there doing, man? We're live in Petersburg, Texas. The score is 8-0. We started a couple minutes early. Right now, Spur has just kickoff return. Number 2 is around the right side where he made fun dude miss, picked up a block, and it's touchdown, Spurs! Touchdown run by number 2 of Spur Bulldogs, and he ran around that right side. It was out of there. This might be in the dogfight. It's 9 minutes and 44 seconds to go. Buffaloes has 8. Tristan Garza scored the first touchdown to the Buffaloes, who's amazing with amazing speed here. But I believe we're going to see which team has a better run game. We have the win here is being picked up here in Petersburg, Texas. The win here is just forced a kick. So the score is going to be 8-6. And it's a great day here in Petersburg. We got great stage here. The wind is blowing, like I just said. We got about 15 miles per hour wind that's going on. The American flag is right behind us, waving all pretty. The Buffaloes are dressed in black pants, black jerseys, black helmets. Spur Bulldogs have blue pants, white and blue jerseys with blue and gold helmets. The blue and gold show for the Spur Bulldogs, and it's just a black showdown. You got Lonnel Bankman, number 11, Spur, getting ready to kick the ball off. Spur Band over there, getting with it. There goes the kick for the Bulldog. Goes to the back of the end zone and will be touchback. Will be a touchback. The Buffalo Bottom. Coach here. Alvarado. about to be first for the Bulldogs. Ready for the snap. Oh, we got a flag play also with a bumper on the snap. Now we're about to head up to the press box. Hey, how's it going? We're going to go and shut this. What's up? How you doing, man? The word on the street. 104.9 the beat is Petey Pete. Hey, word on the street, it's time to turn on the beat. I'm sorry about that. Walking over to the press box. Yvonne Matakin. Gain a five on the play. How you guys doing? We got the beat to my left here. They always always Mr. Stevens, won't you please fly high? On the play. J.P. Nessler with the tackle. Ball carrier number 11, Ronald Bateman. It's going to be third in Amarillo. Now it's third down and 20 for the Bulldogs. We're about to spare. We got the cheerleaders down here. We got the band to my left. I believe the wind just picked up. It's about 30 miles per hour. It feels like it. All right, there goes the stat. Number 32 for the Bulldogs. Looking for a pass. It's up from Penning on the plate with Jordan Reyes. Score right now is 16-6 if you're just now tuning in. Pittsburgh Buffaloes have on black pants, black jerseys, black helmets with gold numbers and gold words on the side of the pants with black and gold cleats. Halo like Wiz Khalifa. Spur Bulldogs has on blue pants, white and blue jerseys, blue and gold helmets with gold face pads. It's going to bring up 4th and 20 here. They're going to look to go ahead and punt the ball. Like I said, the score is 16-6. Bulldogs are up. The Bulldogs are on their own 25-yard line. They scored on the first kickoff return by number 2. And look at those number 2 about to fake the punt. He said, oh, he makes one dude miss. Oh, he looks like to be the star. That team coming on the left of the side. Oh, J.P. Nessler with the tackle. That number 2, that kid is going to he's good. If no one's looking into him, somebody ought to look into that kid. And I can tell he's their team. He's their team. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Buffaloes, midfield. And here, this is six-man football, so midfield is here on the 40-yard line. Tristan Garza had a tremendous run, last run, to put the Buffaloes on the board. He also scored the first touchdown as well. Quarterback for the Buffaloes, we got Gabriel Hino. There it is with a quick snap right up the middle. Gain of about 7. By Justin Smith.
How long have you been from? Why
you buying something like that? Yeah. If y'all watching the Facebook Live, our Facebook Live video just froze up. So we're going to get back to you in a little bit. But thank you for tuning in for the radio version of Safe and Athlete Respectfully. Got Gabriel Hinos under the center. In the backfield, we got number 5, Tristan Garza. Bulldogs seem to put everybody on the line. Looks like they're going to blitz everyone. There goes the pitch around to the left side. Oh, he missed it, but he's going to pick it up. Watch this. Oh, he just falls on it. This possession right here is a critical possession for the Buffaloes. Number 2 for the who just made the tackle. They did not give me a roster, so that's why I called the Bulldogs by number. Hey, would you tell everybody get themselves to the greater land? All right, we got a gain of about 3rd and 11. 3rd and 11 for the Bulldogs. Quarterback, and we do have Abraham Alvarado. He gives snaps, gives it to Hino, where he's going to take off and run for it. He finds one blocker, makes one dude miss, spins. Oh, he barely gets. Oh, takes 3 of them to get him down. That was a gain of about 9. Gabriel Hino, tremendous run. It's going to bring up 4th and about
long too. But like I said, this possession here is critical for the Buffaloes. We gotta get on the board and attack fast. We can't, whenever we're better than the team, we cannot give that team life. So that's whenever. You know how Rocky beat Apollo Creed back in Rocky when he was a draw. You know, and then number two, he ended up beating us because Apollo Creed did not take him seriously. But then we ended up having a, you know, it was a movie, but you know what I mean? All right, we got the fish around the right. He's giving it to Patricia Brother. Base one dude, man. Shut up, another dude. Picks up the first down. He's checking out of bounds. Tackle made by number 20. Barron. It's his last name, number 20. It's going to be first down, Buffalo. It's going to be first and 15. It's first and 15 in six-man football. Gets up under the center. We got a two-man backfield. Tristan Garza and also Justin Smith. No wideouts on the play. There it is. He pitches it off to Tristan Garza around the right side of the field. Picks up a block. Oh, runs one guy over. Gets to the third. The 3-yard line. Brought down by number three of the Spurs Bulldogs, Isaiah Sanchez. First and goal from the 3-yard line for the Buffalo. We got 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go here. 16-6. Buffaloes are ahead here in Buffalo Nation. I'd also put a motivational video up, and somebody commented from Spurs saying that Spurs was actually going to win. And from the Buffaloes commented saying we're going to see. And that's why I say we got to get it. Oh, tackle made by number 11 and number 20 of Spur Bulldogs. Of Tristan Garza around the right side of the corner belt to get back to the line of scrimmage. Chase Barron, number two of the Bulldogs. I'm telling you, man, that kid, he seems to be a baller. Wanna be a baller, Shakola. 20-inch blaze on the impala. Four minutes and 26 seconds to go. Seems like the wind's picking up here in Petersburg. We got a two-man backfield out formation. Justin Smith. Over Tristan Garza. We got Hendrick under the center. I think we now, oh, we have a flag on the play. A flag on the play. And it's going to go against the Bulldogs. Oh, it's going to be against the Buffalo. Play a game. Second to go to the 7-2. I have my phone in the car, too, because we go. Got my wife sitting next to this beside me right here. 3 minutes and 56 seconds to go. Wind's going to be picking up here. Score, if you just now tuning in, the score is 16-6. Buffalo. Just had a delay of game penalty. Now we're on the 9-yard line, so it's going to be second and goal. Two-man backfield. Garza long back in the high formation. Oh, he does a fake pitch. Tosses it to Yvonne Mighty King, but it is incomplete. And that's going to bring up third and goal for the Buffaloes. From the 8-yard line. If I was them, they have the wide side of the field here. I could do a stretch play to Tristan Garza, but from the looks of it, looks like they might be giving it to Justin Smith, but they got the wide side of the field. I just got run there, but they run to the short side of the field. Oh, I'll say it didn't matter. Touchdown, Buffalo. Tristan Garza. 8-yard run in there. Makes the score 22-6. Buffaloes are on top. The cheerleaders have on pink socks to bring awareness to breast cancer. And pink pom poms. And there goes the kick, and it is G-double-O. Oh, it is so good. And from up here, it looks like it was good. referee now. Shout out to the refs. We have a flag on the play as well. They also, before the game, they had a ceremony too as well, celebrating breast cancer awareness month. So shout out to the Buffalo Nation. Shout out to the Booster Club, Miss Debbie, for having us out here. I actually was going to try to make it to broadcast that event as well, but could not get out of work. J.O.B., that was my job. I'm the man from 1049 The Beat, word on the street, PDP. I don't know if you guys heard the kick earlier. There goes the kick again. And it is good. J.P. Nestler with the kick. J.P. Nestler with the kick. 3 minutes and 31 seconds ago. So they said illegal drugs and tobacco. Illegal weapons and public gambling are not allowed here in the stadium in Petersburg, Texas. Shout out to them. Actually, Spur Bulldogs has their band over there in the corner. They're pretty sharp. They have their cheerleaders here as well. They have on blue and gold. If you're just now tuning in, blue pants, white and blue jerseys, blue and gold helmets, gold face mask, which is kind of which is weird, not weird, but which is cool, because I remember when I was playing sports, every team had white face masks, but I remember there was a time where there had no people wear face masks. So that's just, times are changing. We have Jordan Reyes on the sideline getting fixing his tape on the click. There goes J.P. Nelson with the kick. He's onside kick. Where'd he go? Oh, I guess the rules might be different here on 6 man, but I know in 11 man, it goes 10 yards. You get the ball. That's your ball. They got to go 15? Oh, okay. They had to go 15 yards. I was about to say, what are you doing? Get the ball. Yeah. Fight. Win. Oh, I thought I was going to contribute this dude with the band over there. They was like, go fight, win. Go fight, win. Go fight, win. I need to go back on the phone and get some shuttle service. Because I think that's the only place like my phone works. When I was doing Facebook Live on my phone. All right. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Buffaloes. They're on the midfield at the 40-yard line. Gives it to number 2. He's going to look to throw. He has one dude open. J.P. Nelson going to get back there and get him. Oh, he overthrows him. Pass intended for Dave Barron. Second down and 15 for the Bulldogs. We live here in Petersburg, Texas. We have a little adversity here. Both teams seem to be pretty efficient running the ball. I would advise the Bulldogs to try to run the ball as much as they can before they actually have their backs to the wind. So it probably could help them out in a little bit if they just throw a live pass. What happened there? Why did you... Okay. Looks like they just gave them 2 yards. It's going to be 2nd and 5. They pitched to number 2. Well, he pitched it to the big man, number 45. Picked up the 1st down. Takes the Packer Buffalo to 2nd down. Gabriel Hendoz. Along with Tristan Gargle. And if I say some names wrong, I really appreciate. I really apologize in advance. Now we got some discussion between the head coach and the referees here. Let's see. Looks like they're going to be talking it up. Yeah, we have a pretty nice stand. We've got a pretty nice capacity here in the stands here in Petersburg. Also, across the way for the Spur Bulldogs, they have pretty sufficient people that showed up there. Shout out to them guys. Shout out to you guys that's listening to as well. Remember, positive things happen to positive people. And it's not about what people do to us, it's how we react to what people do to us. I know that's easier said than done, because sometimes people just get on your nerves. Sometimes, don't get it twisted, too. Sometimes you just got to let people know, you know what I mean? Don't let people take your kindness away. Just stand firm on your decisions that you make to make yourself better. Looks like they're going to move the ball up to the 15-yard line. And nobody knows what the call is. score is 24-6, 3 minutes and 19 seconds to go. There goes the snap. He gets the number 11, where he gets the number 2. He's looking to pass. He has some pressure. He throws it on. JP, there's a chance to make tackle. Picked up a block. Tackle made by number 5. Tristan Carter. He says, not in my house. We're going to bring second and goal from the 13-yard line. Second and goal from the 13-yard line. Number 11 with him, snap. He's just going to give to number 2. Oh, Trey, 32 actually got the snap. Gives to number 2 where he's looking for a ball. I mean, he's under pressure by Angels. Oh, he runs away from him. Tristan Garza with the tackle. Tristan Garza just made the last 2 tackles, and he also scored all the touchdowns for the Buffalo. Reminds me of myself whenever I was in high school, and he's wearing my high school number. Shout out to that man right there. Third and goal from the 6, Bulldogs. We need to get a defensive check going on. Defense! Maybe nobody wants to join me here. But I tried. Oh, we have a timeout on the play. Maybe my defense worked. Oh, Buffalo called a timeout. Yeah, every time I mention the win, I always mention how it picks up. But yeah, we're just now tuning in. It's 24 Buffalo, 6 the Bulldogs. 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. Cheerleaders are down in front with pink socks, pink pom-poms for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The band is to my left. There, and rest in peace, Mr. C. May you fly high. And it's just a beautiful day to be a Buffalo right now. The end of the timeout. If I'm the Bulldogs, I might see play action here. They got the ball on the left hash of the field, so they got the right side, the whole wide side of the field. I will fake it to the short side, roll it out to the right side, and do a quick little dump and just see if he can outrun one Bulldog. They're on the 6-yard line in the red zone. Third and goal. This is a very important possession. If the Buffaloes want to really make a stand here, we started out the season at number 7. They really want to make a stand here. They're going to get this stop and just leave the score at 6 points so we can try to make the playoffs and make it do what it do in the playoffs, and let's get that state ring. Here goes. Oh, we got a flag. We got offside. There's the offside on the Bulldogs. A legal procedure. It's going to back it up 5 yards. Third and goal from the 11-yard line for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs coming up to the line of scrimmage. And the way they're taking the line of scrimmage, you know, sometimes people walk, sometimes people run. There goes the snap. He goes to the short side of the field. Gives it to number 11, where it's just nowhere at all. He's going to get away from that pack of Buffalo. J.P. Jeffers leading the pack. Tristan Garza in on the tackle as well. Tristan Garza got 2 solo tackles just in his last 3 plays and then assisted on a game play. I was listening to number 7 of Texas Tech Red Raiders, Johnson. He said no one is really focused on solo tackles anymore. Everybody wants to get in on a tackle, so that means everyone is swarming to the ball. It looks like that's some good defensive mindset for the Buffaloes as well. There goes number 2 around the right side of the field where he tackled. That was for the goal. Turnover on downs. Buffaloes will take over. Tal Peters, number 10, with the tackle. 1st and 15 for the Buffaloes. 1st and 15. Let's say it's 1st and 15. For the Buffalo. 1:27 to go here in the first quarter. The Buffalo's coming to the line of scrimmage. They got the ball on their own 10-yard line. They can go really good or can go really bad. I'm a bulldog here. I'm trying to force a turnover. I'm trying to get a quick turnover. They got everyone on the line there. Looks like he almost dropped the person offside. There it is. Go to the show, and they did get a turnover. Oh, no, they didn't. Tristan Garza comes and gets the pitch, but he bobbles the pitch and jumps on it. If the Bulldogs here, that's what I would emphasize. If I'm the coach, I might take a gamble here. I might take a coach and send it, but they might send everybody on the line. But it looks like they're going to be doing Tristan Garza coming off the field. He might be a little winded. He just made 3-4 tackles, and then they just give the ball on the first possession. Kenyos under the center. Justin Smith takes the pitch around the right side of the field. Kyle Peterson with the clearance. Getting up about 5. It's going to be 3rd and 17 to go here. 30 seconds. He's about to fall.
3rd and 12.
Got about 20 seconds to go here in the first. Kenyos under the center in the backfield. We got Kyle Peterson. Texas pitch goes straight up the hole, and that was 3rd and long there. It's going to be 4th down. End of the first quarter. Oh, I would imagine he's going to hit it punt.
Wow. Great.
It's going to be end of the first quarter. Put your tools up. Tools for 2nd quarter. If you get too cold, you know, I can have something to say today. I brought my charger. That's what I'm at. Just took a timeout.
And we'll pick it up in the mid 2nd quarter.
Da-da-da-da-da. It's a great day here in Petersburg, Texas. No, we played. I know we played every home game. As far as the away game goes, I'm not sure if someone canceled or not. Oh, okay. It could have been. What team are you with? Rotan? Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah. Spurs the first district? Uh-oh. Number 2 looks like he's their guy. All right, about to resume play in the 2nd quarter here. Buffalo's on top, 24-6. We're playing 10-minute quarters. Buffaloes have on black pants, black jerseys, gold numbers, gold words as well. There goes the snap. Kenyos looking for a guy down the field. He launches it. To number 2, your mom. Pronounce his name. Number 1, Gabriel Hinhos. Passing it to Yvonne Monakin. Made it two people miss. One dude, Kafalz, fumble while he was going to the ground. J.P. Nesla picked it up. Would have ran it for a touchdown. But, they said he was down. And that was actually 4th and long there. So you see the Buffaloes have one thing on their mind, and that is winning. We have 2 running backs in the backfield here. In the back line, we got the main man, number 5, Tristan Garza. Pinho is under the center. Where he pitches it to Tristan Garza. Goes around the right. He gets sucked up by number 2. No, he will not. Buffaloes. That took 2 plays, 1 big play, connected Pinho to Javon Monakin.
Well, they said he was down, but it looked like it was just a fumble on the play. The very next play, Tristan Garza takes a pitch around the right side of the field where number two spurred him like he was going to get him. But Tristan Garza said, not today, baby. Not today. And as he takes it in for the touchdown, making the score 30-6, 9 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And that was extra point was no good. I don't know if you guys can hear the band over there, but the band always does a pretty good job. Just a few weeks ago, we did have the Texas Tech Red Raider going band from Raiderland here. We had the band director pass, Mr. C. That's never a good deal when someone starts the season off but don't finish it with you. And you can actually see him actually on our first Facebook video that we did. We were playing Borden County Coyotes. And I wasn't even thinking nothing of it myself. He asked me, could I hold something and help him out with something? And I did. Then I think the next couple of days, they said that Monday we returned to school, and they said he was no longer with us. So condolences goes out to his family. And a shout-out to everybody who helped him and his family out. A shout-out to the Going Band from Raiderland. They came here and really played with the band and really helped and was there for some of these players.
All right, there goes the kick. Maybe there's a kick standing in the back of the end zone. But like I say, now the Buffaloes have to run to their back. So now they used to keep it up in the wind. Keep it up in the wind. Just took care of the rest. The field goal was good. Now. Jump back. It's about to be 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs. They're going to have the ball on their own 25-yard line. If you're just not tuning in, the Bulldogs have on blue pants, white and blue jerseys, blue and gold helmets with gold face masks. Buffaloes have on black pants, black jerseys, black helmets with gold. Oh, we have a Buffalo on the black pants. Bulldogs. Recovery. I never seen it. Tyo. Peterson. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Buffaloes on the 20-yard line. On the Bulldogs 20-yard line. Oh, my bad. That music, it just gets me, man. It just gets me and gets into my vein.
It gets into my vein. It's 1st and 15.
1st and 15 from the Bulldog 20. Buffalo going up to the line of scrimmage. In the backfield, we do have Justin Smith, quarterback, and we got main man, Gabriel Tenjo. Oh, there he is with the – oh! They trying to do a tight end pop pass intended for Javon Mataki. Defender for the Bulldogs, number two. Number two is that main man guy. Their main guy. Shout out to him. He's actually pretty good. Score is 30-6, 9 minutes to go here in Buffalo Nation. Petersburg, Texas. In the backfield, we got the homie Justin Smith. In the center. In the corner, we got Tyle Peters. There goes Justin Smith around the net. And point Bill Smith. Touchdown! Buffalo! Yes, the touchdown will stand. Now we're going to get ready for this report. That makes the score 36-6, 8 minutes and 55 seconds to go. Buffaloes missed the last field goal attempt. We're going to see what they're going to do on this possession. It's been a Buffalo Nation game all game. It's actually been the Tristan Garza show. He has tackles. He has touchdowns. He's really showing out this year. He did not start the season with us this year. But when he came back, he made sure his presence has been known. Now we're about to get ready for the kickoff. Beginning of the game, Tristan Garza took a pitch around the left side of the field and scored for the Buffalo.
on their first kickoff return, where number two took this kickoff return back for a touchdown, which made it 6-6. But the next offensive possession for the Buffaloes, Tristan Carlson takes a pitch around the right side of the field to where he scored, and they jumped up 14-6, and it's been a pretty much a Buffalo Nation game after that. But that's one thing about those kick returns, because no matter who, it seems like the first team, if they take their opening kickoff return back, they will lose the game. I remember playing Houston Yates back in my high school days, and they came out and scored the ran the kickoff return back, and then we ended up winning the game, and I ended up winning the Jim Thorpe Award. And then, oh, that's a pretty cool kick. That's a pretty cool kick. Child basically kicked the ball off, but it hit the front of the goalpost, so that's pretty cool. You don't see that every day. It's going to be 1st and 15 from the Bulldogs' own 25-yard line. Quarterback for the Bulldogs, we have number 2. On the line, we have number 45.
And he's a big boy. He's in a receiver stand, too. Oh, he didn't block nobody. There goes number 2 with the ball.
He's going to be tackled by a pack of Buffaloes. Leading the pack, we do have number 10, Tyle Peterson, along with Yvonne Modakin. This is going to be second. It's going to be second down and 14 for the Bulldogs. And pretty good people that came out. They say, "Let's go, Big Blue Spur Bulldog." There goes the snap. Number 32 gives it to number 2. He goes around the left side of the field. Oh, it's number 11. Picks up a block where he's taken down at the 35-yard line, at the 34-yard line. Tyle Peters comes back into the game. J.P. Nesler comes back into the game. Coming off the field is Jordan Reyes. It's going to be 3rd and 6 for the Bulldogs. We have a big gain, Bulldogs. Gonna be 1st down for the Bulldogs. Woo-hoo! Justin Smith with the tackle for loss. For the Bulldogs. There goes number 2 for the pass play. Incomplete! Intended for number 8. Defending on the play with the great defensive PBU with number 15, Justin Smith. We got 3rd and long here for the Bulldogs. They got the ball on the 39-yard line. All right, number 32 takes the ball. He asks Javon Modakin, puts the pressure on him early. He tracks him down. Oh, tracks him down from behind. It's going to bring up 4 down.
And about 11.
Ethan Parker was the carry, ball carry on the play. 4th down and 12 for the Bulldogs. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. If I'm the Bulldogs, right, if I'm the coaching for the Bulldogs here, I'm looking how to get on the board as fast as I can. We have a wide out here for the Bulldogs, number four. I would just give him the ball and tell him to run. Look, reminds me of a Jerome Bettis. There goes the punt. They say, Peter, that means get away from the ball. Number 45 for the Bulldogs, downs it for him. Buffalo's about to take over, about to be first and 15 on their own 20-yard line. 5 minutes and 31 seconds ago. We had a pretty good turnout here for Petersburg. Also a pretty good turnout for the Bulldogs across the field there. If the wind is the West Texas wind, as good as you know it. If the wind wasn't blowing, I believe we'll be pretty hot. But the wind is blowing. The wind is to my back. Yeah, the wind is... Buffaloes are going with the wind here. All they have to do is just lob it up and let somebody run up under it. Oh, there we go, right up the middle. The fullback, Tyo Peterson. Gain up about 5. So bring up 10 down.
10 down.
Second down and 9. Gain of 6 on the play. If I'm the Buffaloes here, I'm just gonna stick to what I know. We have Tristan Garza in the backfield, along with Tyler Peterson. They in the middle of the hash, so they got equal amount to go to the left or to the right. There goes the ball. Tyler Peterson around the left side of the field. Oh, he runs over Watkins. That's over another one. That was a huge run. You ever see that guy running from Friday Night Lights? How he's just throwing people off of him? That's what that run looks like right there. Kyle Peterson. He's a junior. He will be back next year. Kind of forgot that guy's name for Friday Night Lights. But, man, that's one of my favorite shows. He was the one always drinking that beer. But it don't matter how much beer he drink, he always gets up with it. It's going to be first and 15 from the Bulldogs 29-yard line. In the backfield with Todd Peterson, we got 15, Justin Smith. There goes Justin Smith, gets the handoff. Runs over one guy, tackle made by number 11 for the Bulldogs. Timeout on the play. At this point, if I'm the Buffaloes, it's all about style points. We got to set a message. Set a message to everyone else. The Andy Ray band members are invited out there along with the band. Shout out to the commentators over there. Shout out to the Buffs cheerleaders as well. Shout out to the Booster Club for the Buffalo Nation. Shout out to Miss Debbie. Thank you for having us out here as well. It's always my pleasure. It's allowing me to pursue a dream of mine. If you guys don't know, school was actually a school project, the Richmond Project. I got kicked out of the group and I ended up doing 2 research projects. And Soar was one of them. I didn't know what God was doing with me. I just knew a lot was going on at the time, spiritually and educationally. Not financially, though. I had a pretty good job at that time. But I just was just facing some adversity within myself. Because I was just done playing football. But, man, God works in mysterious ways. You just got to trust him and tell him where he wants you to go and not where you would want to go. There goes the pitch. 10 yards past to Tristan Garza. He makes one defense. Oh, he comes around the left side of the field. Switches balls. Is he going to step on? Baby! That's football! You can hear the people in the stands saying that's football. They're going to say it's... Ah, they said it's a block in the back. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Yeah, it looks like that was a legal block. I mean, yeah, that was a legal block, but we'll see. We don't have a replay here. But they're gonna bring the ball back. It's gonna be somebody's calling somebody open. Oh man. Oh, you got second and third for the Buffalo. In the backfield, we got Tristan Garza, but they're going to get it to him again. He goes up to the right side of the field, makes one new miss. Oh, he's got it in the end zone anyway. Touchdown, Buffalo. It's going to make the score 44-6. Buffalo's on top. Following the game, we do have the band about to participate. We have the 8th grade band is about to join the I always wanted to be in the band growing up, but my family, we couldn't afford the instruments. You know, so I just had to stick to football. Extra point is good. Now it's 40-56. Yeah, I always wanted to be in the band. But that's why I bought my son. Since he turned 2, I bought him some drums. You know how we do, people. Hey, you know, we all want to play the drums. You know, do the drums or the bass man get the most girls? I don't know. You know how it is when you're growing up. When you're growing up, you know, it's all about girls. But now that I have a little girl, oh, no. Glad she got an older brother. We're not going to let that ride. But if you're just now tuning in, it's 3 minutes and 23 seconds to go here in Petersburg, Texas. The score is 46-6. Bulldogs have on blue pants, white and blue jerseys, blue and gold helmets with gold face masks. Buffaloes have on black on black, black pants, black jerseys, black helmets, but with gold numbers, black and gold cleats. JP Nestor getting ready to kick. He didn't kick it through the goal post for the last 2 kicks he's done since he's had the win to his back. That one that's not quite going to make it. If I was number 2, I'm breaking it out, and that's what he's going to do. He's breaking it out, going to try to make something happen, but the Bulldogs tackled him. And the Bulldogs tackled him on the 12-yard line. On the play was Sergio Alvarado. First and 15. Starting out on their own 8-yard line for the Bulldogs. Quarterback for the Bulldogs, number 2. There goes the snap. There goes the pitch. Is he gonna get away? Is he gonna get the pass off?
Melody and Chappelle. and Valerie Mayfield. Junior, Morgan Bird, Diana Vega, and Raven Sombrano. And sophomore, Audrey Jaconte. The 2007 Chile sponsor is Miss Minerva Orozco.
And
the end zone, it's going to be 3rd and 16 for the Bulldogs, starting out on their own 25-yard line.
Timeout on the field here. Excuse me. Just making my way down on the field here.
Magic Bulldogs about to get ready. They got the ball on the 18-yard line. If I'm the Buffaloes here, I gotta keep them out. I gotta keep them out. That is a must. Gotta get that shot out going. There goes the pitch. There goes the catch. There's number two. He's running around. Look up, got his zone here. That's his body. Oh, but now, body, he goes. Oh, he missed the tackle. Oh, he has a guy. Oh, touchdown. Number eight to the Bulldogs. All right, they made him work for it, though. They made him work for it. They just going to 30 seconds to go in the second half. I believe that there was a statement to be made. They did make it 19 seconds to go here. Scored 64-12. Ready for the point. For the Bulldogs. We have not seen it, but for the Bulldogs. 14. They missed the first field goal on the tip.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes,
if you're on Snapchat, go ahead and follow me, PDP05. I'm free to like my store page so you can stay connected to us and be subscribed to us. We post what we post. We only post inspirational stuff, you know, positivity. Positive things happen to positive people. Negative attracts negative. Oh, like, you know, hit you up with the pitch. You have to hit you up with the short side of the field. Oh, he's going down the bounds. 9 seconds to go here.
Now imagine we would need another score for the end of the end. It's going to be second in about.
We're on the Bulldogs 34 yard line. Garley, he looks like he's going to throw it, but nobody goes around. Oh, he takes it down hard. But not until he gets to Buffalo. First down. Timeout, Buffalo's here with 2 seconds left to go.
Here with the tackle.
Buffalo's trying to put the points on the board. I want to do what I want to do. They're on the left. They're on the right hash mark. I'm going to get Richard left to Chris Watson.
Respectfully, do what you love and love what you do, and I'm out.